Hello, and thank you for joining us at today's IWTSD industry event. Now that you have learned about our business processes and the rules regarding doing business with the government, I wanted to discuss the system that you will be using to make your submissions. It is called the BAA Information Delivery System, or BIDS for short. Next slide, please. BIDS provides a number of key capabilities. First, it is the main source of information about the BAA and the events surrounding it. It is where you will submit and track your proposals. It encrypts and protects your information throughout the process. Lastly, please keep in mind, BIDS is for unclassified information only. Next slide, please. The URL for the BIDS site is https://bids.iwtsd.gov. While you do not need to register in BIDS to obtain a copy of the BAA, you do need to register if you wish to make a submission. If you are registered in the last 2 years, your account is still available, and you can use the Forgot Password feature if needed. New folks will want to click the Register button on the right-hand side of the home page, then click the Create Vendor Registration button on the pop-up screen. You cannot have both a vendor and an evaluator account in BIDS, so please choose the vendor option. Next slide, please. Once you choose a vendor registration, a typical registration form comes up. A critical item is your email. This is used not only for the notification of results of our evaluations, but also for the two-factor authentication required by all DoD websites. We suggest using a group email so that no time is lost should someone be on vacation when we finish our evaluations. Once you fill in the required boxes and save, you may immediately begin submitting against any open BAA requirement. Next slide, please. Once you log into BIDS, you are presented the vendor dashboard. Open BAAs are listed in the upper left-hand corner, and your previous submissions are on the right. To start a submission, click any BAA on the left, then click the requirement you are interested in. Next slide, please. Before you start the submission process, review the checklist to make sure you have all the required items. Pay attention to your file type and its size. For quad chart submissions, we only accept a single PDF file. So if you are providing the optional one page of technical details, you must merge it with the quad chart and upload both as a single file. Once you have collected the checklist items, click the Create Proposal button to start the submission. Next slide, please. The submission form asks for some basic details about your proposal. You are free to choose your own proposal title, but make sure that each submission has a unique title. This is especially important if you are uploading multiple submissions under the same requirement. You will need to make a choice about the intellectual property rights you are proposing to the government, as well as indicate if human subjects will be involved in testing the solution. Lastly, you will need to upload your file. Do not upload files from a shared or network drive, as the BIDS system does not have permission to them. Always upload from a copy on your desktop or a local drive. Only once these steps are completed will the Submit Proposal button be enabled. Remember, you must complete all parts of the form and click the Submit button before the BAA close time to be considered for evaluation. Submissions open before the close time, but not completed until after, will not be accepted. Next slide, please. Once you have completed a submission, you should confirm it is in the system by going to the Previously Uploaded Proposals section of your dashboard. You can make changes to your submission from this section, assuming the BAA has not yet closed. This is also where you can check the status of any submission. You should check BIDS frequently for updates, as system-generated emails are a courtesy, and a number of security applications block emails that look like they are system-generated as spam. Next slide, please. This may sound like a lot of things to keep track of, but we have a number of places to get help. First is the Resources section of BIDS, where we have various templates and sample documents you can use to help build your quad charts and other documents. The Questions section has our FAQs, FAQs, and a list of questions relating to our BAA requirements that have been asked previously by vendors. Lastly, if you can't find an answer to a question, you can send it to our help desk's email, which is bidshelp@iwtsd.gov. Next slide, please. Here are some key points to keep in mind. To make sure you submit successfully, Keep your registration email current and keep an eye on the deadlines for BAA questions and submission due dates and times. Plan to submit at least an hour or early before the deadline in case you encounter a file size or other issue. Finally, if you have a question or encounter an issue, notify the help desk as soon as you encounter it by sending an email to bidshelp@iwtsd.gov. Thank you for your interest in our BAA, and we look forward to seeing your submissions in BIDS.